presentation is for mature audiences only. Uh-oh. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts. No.
You could have removed the splinters.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
Oh, no.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord.
Hello.
Carol the Cat.
Hello.
The Giddy Geeker. Tiffany the Technician.
All right.
People assume the time is a strict progression of course.
That was a that's terrible good. Giddy Geeker.
Maybe a subjective viewpoint. It's more like a beautiful, I didn't practice at all.
Shot first. The hosts
whoa.
Of Guardians of the
episode 120
120.
I was just doing the
I was like
pigs and space.
Oh, thanks.
Because I'm crazy.
Calling us pigs now.
Oh, I love that show. Sorry. That show inside of Muppet Show. Okay, so Ash Yates is here with us, but before she has a time to do anything, she doesn't even know about this. This is awesome. You're about to enter the gauntlet. What do we call this thing? The rapid fire response. I haven't done this fucking thing in forever. I have no idea. The gauntlet.
And we can't even remember what the name of it is.
She's like, oh, fuck, an obstacle course? I'm just wearing a nice sweater. This is crazy.
I'll figure it out.
Okay. First question. Would you rather be Batman? And these are rapid. First thing you can think of. Nice. If you couldn't live in the United States, there might be a lot of people that feel this way. Where would you want to live?
The Netherlands.
Netherlands. Interesting. Okay. What is your guilty pleasure?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Super
Bowl. We'll do that for a follow-up question. Who is your man crush?
Your man crush. Just your random crush.
It doesn't have to
right
be.
Now,
it can be a woman.
Lucifer.
Lucifer? Oh, yeah. I like that show. I've not seen the second season, though.
Were you talking about the show, or are you talking about the actual fallen angel?
Both. Depends on my day.
Wow, fair enough. Depends on that day. I actually like that. All right, finish this sentence. I've never seen this one. Please don't cancel, dot, dot, dot. Please don't cancel, and then you fill in the blank.
Or
anything that could be canceled. Could be your Time Life subscription. I don't know.
No. Please don't cancel...
It's going to be a stripper pole if you don't answer in 2 seconds.
The Shadowhunters.
Shadowhunters. Okay. All right. Well, you survived. We did a mini one because I have no idea how many to actually ask for.
I can't remember.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. We have some follow-up questions.
Oh, yes. Okay.
If you were trapped point two of Inquisit. Where's the gavel? All right. You guys want to just take one? Let's do something fun. Okay, I'll start with the first one. If you're trapped on a desert island with a tablet or with a solar recharger, oh my god!
I forgot
how ridiculous this would be.
If you're trapped on an island, what book would you want with you?
Yeah, thank you.
Beauty by Sherry S. Tepper.
That's an awesome, awesome book.
It's my favorite since high school.
Oh. Okay.
What song, or actually, what album? Why did she put song there? Because you know, everyone's going to choose an album.
I don't have a favorite album right now. I like If I Was a Zombie. It's a Nightcore song. That it's been on repeat for the last 3 days.
And what movie?
Interview with the Vampire.
Okay. And what game that you can actually play on a tablet?
Solitaire.
Very good. Now you have survived.
Now you officially survived.
You officially survived the gauntlet or the rapid fire response round.
Joey's not feeling too hot. She's recovering in the other room, so I'm sure she's dreading how I handle that whole thing.
Hence the really bad Giddy Geeker impersonation.
Yeah. It's horrible. She does not even laugh like that.
I don't know. I live with her.
That's horrible. But anyway, it depends what's happened, I guess. Anyway, so tell us why you're here, what you're doing here, who the hell are you?
I did that completely
reversed, by the way, than what Joey usually does.
I'm a local LARPer. I'm getting ready to start running my own game, hopefully at the end of this year, if not early next year.
All right.
And we're going to be kicking off at this year's Geek Gala.
Woo! Now, for those of you, for people who have absolutely no idea.
Me. I was about to ask you.
What does LARP stand for?
LARPing stands for Live Action Roleplay. It is a interactive storytelling, sometimes combative experience.
So you basically take the Dungeons & Dragons game outside...
Mm-hmm.
With weapons and costumes.
Yeah. And sometimes makeup.
Awesome. Have you ever seen the Tom Hanks movie like from the 80s? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? You know what I'm talking about. Was it even a Rick and Morty movie, or was it like an after school
TV movie? It was a TV movie, and I think it was Mazes and Monsters.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Mazes and Monsters.
It was so bad.
It was very, very bad.
And now for people that were born after like 1980, what's the movie with McLovin in it? Where there's LARPing. You know what I'm talking about?
And then the energy. So
it's like the Big Brother.
It's the Knights of Badassdom.
It's the Knights of Badassdom.
Is that it?
Horrible.
You didn't say so bad as horrible.
Oh, with Peter Dinklage? Oh, no, I'm talking about the one with McLovin.
I've seen that one too. I don't know what it's called.
It's, and it, oh, it's that actor from American Pie that you never see anymore all of a sudden.
That one I don't know.
Stifler. Okay. It was Stifler, I think, was...
I don't know what you're talking
about. I might be mixing this all up.
I know what movie you're talking about.
Do you really? Wow. I don't even know what movie I'm talking about anymore.
I don't remember what name it is, but I know what it's called.
Yeah, but he gets sentenced to... Oh, it's Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd, that's what it was. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm combining like 10 movies.
You're combining Spencer Tracy. Paul Rudd with McLovin?
It was Spencer Tracy.
No, Paul Rudd was... No, it was McLovin in there, but... Paul Rudd gets sentenced to go to like this orphanage or something, and he has to be a big brother to McLovin. Not really McLovin, but that.
Who
accent.
Is McLovin?
He takes him to.
He was from Superbad.
Superbad. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got the fake ID.
And he likes to LARP. To LARP. Yeah. And he took him there, and he's like, "This is stupid." And he sees all the hot chicks, and he's happy.
Exactly. Yeah. Is that pretty much an accurate description of LARPing?
Yeah, we've got people from all ages. I think some of our oldest players are in their 60s.
Wow. Okay.
And some of our youngest are 16, 17, and our main game, Shadowmoor, which is a subset of Solar.
Oh.
You've got different kinds. There's games like Dystopia Rising, which is more apocalyptic, zombie apocalypse, go survive.
Okay.
There's Alliance and Solar that are more high fantasy, Dungeons and Dragons, go beat the big bad thing in the face. and then you have things like Parlor LARPs, which are more along the lines of World of Darkness.
Okay.
Vampires and werewolves and the like.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it got into the... but I guess that makes sense if it's sort of like Dungeons and Dragons.
The only difference is you're not using dice to do your combat with a parlor LARP. You're doing usually rock, paper, scissors.
Really?
Okay. Do you add Spock and Lizard at some point, or do you just do rock, paper, scissors?
Usually rock, paper, scissors, unless I'm really trying to win.
So how did you get involved in LARPing?
I actually got shanghaied by my friends. They're like, "We're gonna go camping." I'm like, "Okay, cool." What? We got in the car. I had my camping stuff. Not a whole lot. It was November, freezing. I knew it was gonna be in cabins, so I was like, "I'll be fine with a blanket and stuff to change clothes." Get out there, and there's people in full paint. There's guy with neon fairy wings, and I'm just looking around going,
"This is a different camping experience."
Camping, huh? He's like, "Yeah, didn't I tell you that meant we were going LARPing?" I was like, you might have forgotten a step in the explanation here.
And how long ago was that?
That was in 2009, and I've been hooked ever since.
Wow. So they knew. They knew, yeah.
I think that's the only occasion I've ever been okay with going to a guy's car and seeing just a bunch of random boys and girls clothes in the back of his car. It being normal.
Oh, good.
Do you have any other scenarios where that might be good?
If this was like the back lot of a Walmart, I might be running, but...
That's awful. Hey, so at the gala, what is the theme that you're thinking of right now?
We're going to be running a new game called Solo Noctum. It is a post-apocalyptic survival horror game.
Oh.
We're going to try and keep some of the screaming down because it is the gala. I don't want to terrify too many of the children. But we will be basically having I think the idea we're trying to run with right now is you just got out of a cataclysm, you're trying to survive and not die.
And this is a good entry point for people who might not have LARPed before or who might have seen a couple movies like me.
We'll give them an idea of what they're going into, say, on Friday night and run from there. We just had a plot meeting a couple days ago, so we started poking at ideas, but we're still 10 months out. I got a little bit of time.
And this also, from what I was, Joey told me too, and I was here a little bit for Saturday, but you guys are keeping it, it's not really expensive, so you don't have to buy a whole prop outfit or rent a bunch of costumes. Jeans will work if it's a post-apocalypse.
I started Solo Noctum specifically because I love LARPing, but even solo can be a little prohibitive at the start if you don't have extra money to go get sweatpants to not have jeans, because you can't wear jeans. They prefer you don't wear tennis shoes. They want you to try and fit the theme more so. And they do have some people who will give new players a bit of outfit to start, but that's most people want to get up to the pre-level. Most Pokapocalypta, you can come in jeans and a t-shirt and be okay.
Okay.
Everybody, I'm pretty sure, has jeans for the most part.
Yeah, hopefully. And
so where can people find information about the LARP that's going to happen at the gala?
We have a website and a Facebook under Solo Noctum. It's snlarp.com, or we'll have that up shortly. Okay. And then you can find us on Facebook under Solo Noctum.
So let me ask you, so just so people, I know for me, I appear pretty outgoing, but I always dread everything until I actually get there, and then I have a great time. I always have a great time, but it's always that dread of not knowing exactly what's happening. So what's it typically like when somebody first, like your first LARP, I mean, you went through it, right?
And, yeah, I did.
And you were basically kidnapped, so at least the people know they're going to a LARP. Which is nice.
I don't recommend the Shanghai method. It doesn't always work.
Right.
Basically, a first event would be you go through logistics, you would build a character. Most people generally have an idea of what they want to run. And most places have a staff that will help you build a character to fit the game. Then you'll go through a safety course, so you know where not to hit, how hard to hit, how, you know, preferably avoid the eyes, not to touch snakes, etc. And then I know Shadowmoor will run you through a small module at the beginning, so you get an idea of what the game combat system's like. And then you're released into the world to hopefully not die a lot. There's a saying in Shadowmoor, it's called Stupid Hurts.
So do you need to know kind of what the storyline is going in to sort of... Because your character should be something that makes sense to the play, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't just be like, I want to be a leprechaun, and you're like, oh, this is a zombie thing.
So you can start a Fae on your third character, just so you get an idea of what you're doing first, and then go, okay, we can trust you with your characters. Go ahead and make a Fae. But for the most part, yeah, you want to read up a little bit on what you're doing. If it's a post-apocalyptic thing, and it's like Dystopia Rising, you're human. You're surviving an apocalypse. If it's like White Wolf, you're either a vampire or a werewolf or whatever the chronicle determines. But Shadowmoor, you've got some different ideas on races. It's most of it's basic high fantasy, but Shadowmoor has some specialty races that you can look into. It does help, but you can always just go in and be a generic human and be okay.
Okay.
I excel at being a generic human, so that'd be my wheelhouse. Where I would not have to do any prep. I would just generic human to be slaughtered. Here I am.
So if somebody does this and they start out and they are just a generic human because they're just starting out,
mm-hmm.
and they really love it, can they change their character?
Yeah, I know Shadowmoor for sure has on your third event, you can respend your character anytime that first three events. And say you decide you want to be an elf, you can respend to be an elf. Mm. You can respend to be a fighter instead of a caster. They give you some leeway to find out what you like. Other than that, you can make a bunch of characters
and just play different ones. That's cool. Mm.
Henry Cavill's wife.
Just was Superman's wife.
So you're probably an expert level now. You've been doing it, 7 years or longer? What's this?
7? Almost 9.
Whoa, okay. So I've seen a couple pictures. You kind of go all the way out, right, at this point?
I like my makeup races. I like turning into someone completely different. I've had characters that people recognize for a while, and I've played for years, and I've made a new one. And I had friends that have known me since I started, and they didn't recognize me until I spoke.
Oh, wow.
So I was really happy.
That's really cool. Right.
Well, where can they find information about this? Is it on the web yet, or...?
Solo Noctum is on the web. We have our Facebook page currently. We're updating a website and getting ready to publish that in the next couple months.
How do you spell that? I'm horrible at spelling.
S-O-L-A... It's Solo, and then Noctum is N-O-C-T-E-M.
Okay.
Is there a website that you could recommend for somebody who does not know anything about LARPing that you find is the most helpful?
I would look through at shadowmoor.org.
Okay.
That's my home campaign. I've been there for years. They have some great articles on what is LARP and how to get into it, what you should expect for your first event kind of things. And honestly, just typing in what is LARP on the web actually helps a lot.
Okay.
Cool. And we'll, since you, this is new for the Geek Gala, we're really excited about it, mm-hmm. and we'll have information at geekgala.com, or you can, of course, go to the Charlotte Geeks and then go to Geek Gala there if you are not good at remembering multiple websites, and we'll have links and all kind of fun stuff, and we'll probably, I think it'd be a good idea if we got kind of a basic little checklist of, okay, make sure you...
I can wear a diaper.
Yeah.
No, 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 you don't need that until, like... December or February.
All right.
We have one day to torture you at the Geek Gala.
Will you do us a huge favor?
Of course.
Will you stick around overnight in our garage? There's a guy we keep chained in there.
So.
Yeah. So we're telling you we're going to kidnap you this time. We're not just, you know. And there's a guy in there named Field. But anyway, we want you to come back and do another podcast with us about geeky news. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Wow, okay. You were insane. Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Ash. We'll check you out here shortly.
Geekgala.com.
Push a button, I guess.
Oh, push it twice.
You're rapping.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery.
We're so high tech.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG.
Yeah.
Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofta. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.